up his scheme allows you to do that?
Like I said, he matches up on the outside, and, you know, he got the interior line and outside linebacker creating pressure on the quarterback to, you know, cause turnovers and be aggressive. So when you got guys like that that can, you know, like I said, match up in the back end and then also rush the passer in the front end, you know, it definitely calls for a great defense and an aggressive style.
Even yesterday when you guys weren't hitting, it seemed like your D was playing with some attitude. Where are you creating that? Like, are you in charge of creating that as the middle linebacker, kind of captain in the middle? Is Betcher doing something that helps?
It's definitely it's a defensive mindset. You know, I would like to say I'm to take all the credit for sure, but no, it's each guy in the room that's putting in the work, and you know they have that mindset of, you know, we got to attack today and get better together. So, you know, when you play like that, it definitely helps you out a lot to go out there and have fun and make plays.
You feel like you guys have those types of personalities on the defense?
We definitely do. Way? I mean, we got guys on all three levels that are aggressive. You know, they love ball, and, you know, they're here to make plays. And, you know, you can't do anything. You won't be in this league for long if you're not doing that. So,
when you play in 3-4, is there more communication between you and the other inside linebacker than the outside, or is it all four or what?
It's communication going all over the place. Like I said, each coordinator is kind of different in the sense of, you know, how they want stuff to be communicated. But, you know, you're definitely talking to the other linebacker and the outside linebacker and also the safeties. And you're talking to the D-line. Like I said, it's communication going all across the board, and that's how you have to play.
BJ kind of like look to you because, you know, he's going from 4-3 to 3-4. Uh-huh. Kind of learn the ins and outs a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's asked me a couple questions and stuff, and you know he's going to be a great linebacker in this league. I mean, you can tell he loves ball. He's definitely has the attributes to the physical part of it, and you know now it's just about doing a little more mental, and you know he's taking the steps day by day just like the rest of us, and you know like I said, he's going to be a great linebacker for sure in this league.
Get used to the snow and the cold over the last couple of months?
Well, you know, I started in St. Louis, so I kind of experienced a little bit, then went to California and didn't have it. So, you know, I guess it's, you know, history repeats itself or something.
Has the surprise of the trade worn off? Like, do you feel home now, or does it still feel new to you?
It's still kind of new. You know, I haven't even found a place to live yet. So, you know, I was trying to figure all that out, but you know, the trade happened, and, you know, I'm here now, glad to be here, and, you know, definitely looking forward to this season.